This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. On the second to last day of a legislative session where several abortion restrictions easily cleared the legislature, lawmakers approved a proposed constitutional amendment that could reinforce anti-abortion policies in the state. If supported by voters, the amendment would protect a 2006 trigger law that would ban almost all abortions in Louisiana should Roe v. Wade be overturned.
This bill still gives the people the right to choose on whether or not the Louisiana Constitution recognizes a right to abortion.
Representative Katrina Jackson sponsored the bill, which took on some changes before getting final approval. House members quickly passed the measure, pausing only to question the decision to schedule the vote with the presidential election next year. Representative Cameron Henry.
It seemed like we'd want to get this on the books sooner rather than later.
Jackson argued the November 2020 election will have the highest voter turnout. Over in the Senate, Karen Carter-Peterson raised concerns about not including exceptions in the case of rape or incest. She said that should be addressed before the proposal leaves the legislature.
Why wouldn't we protect women who are raped or victims and traumatized by incest to make sure that they get the health care that they need and they can take care of their bodies and they're not required to carry the baby of a rapist?
Soon after the Senate approved the proposed constitutional amendment, they also signed off on a bill that would require a woman seeking an early-term abortion, often administered by a pill, to get the medicine from one of the state's three abortion providers, rather than an OBGYN. Critics say the bill is intended to limit access to the procedure. The legislature has passed several abortion restrictions this session, most notably a ban on abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.